Good evening and a warm welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the newest updates and professional insights in cybersecurity, presented by Heal Security. My name is Richard Simmons, and I am coming to you from London, ready to explore the crucial nexus between healthcare and cybersecurity intelligence. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of April, 2024. Join me as we navigate the intricate landscape of the digital world.
I am Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We are developing the Heal Security Desktop, a cutting-edge solution designed to deliver the fastest healthcare industry-specific cybersecurity threat intelligence. The Heal Security Desktop keeps a vigilant watch over an extensive network encompassing more than 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and approximately 645,000 organizations and vendors. This comprehensive monitoring ensures we're at the forefront of cybersecurity. We invite you to join our Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program. By collaborating with us, you'll be an integral part of this groundbreaking journey. To learn more and get involved, please visit healsecurity.com.
In a significant advancement, OpenAI's GPT-4 has demonstrated its ability to identify and exploit software vulnerabilities by digesting security advisories. This AI model's prowess raises concerns about its potential misuse for cyber attacks, highlighting the delicate balance between technological progress and security risks. Researchers emphasize the importance of responsible AI deployment and oversight to prevent such technologies from falling into the wrong hands. The cybersecurity community is currently responding to an active exploitation of a critical vulnerability in Atlassian software, which attackers are leveraging to install a Linux variant of the Cerber ransomware. This recent breach highlights the continuous threat landscape faced by organizations relying on popular software tools that, when compromised, can serve as gateways for widespread cyber attacks. In the wake of this incident, Atlassian users are urged to patch their systems immediately to prevent further spread of the ransomware and mitigate potential damages. Tech giant Cisco has sounded the alarm over a significant uptick in brute force attacks aimed at virtual private network, VPN, and secure shell, SSH, protocols worldwide. These cyber attacks are targeting remote access services, exploiting the shift to telework and the increased reliance on remote connectivity tools. Cisco's alert underscores the urgent need for organizations to strengthen their cybersecurity defenses and monitor their networks for any suspicious activity. In a concerning development in cybersecurity, the group known as Ransom Hub has initiated the release of data purported to belong to Change Healthcare, a prominent healthcare technology firm. The leaked information poses a potential threat to patient privacy and corporate security, calling attention to the increasing risks in the healthcare industry. This incident highlights the persistent vulnerability of healthcare entities to cyber attacks, underscoring an urgent need for enhanced security measures. In a significant cybersecurity update, Oracle has addressed a staggering 230 vulnerabilities in its latest critical patch update for April 2024. The security fixes span across a wide array of Oracle products, highlighting the company's ongoing efforts to fortify its software against potential cyber threats. Users and administrators are urged to apply these patches promptly to safeguard their systems from vulnerabilities that could be exploited by attackers. The Google-owned cybersecurity firm Mandiant has linked the Russian military intelligence hacking group known as Sandworm to a series of cyber attacks on water utilities in the United States, Poland, and France, with a particular focus on a recent breach of a Texas water facility. According to Mandiant, Sandworm operates through various online personas that have claimed responsibility for these attacks, thereby obscuring the direct involvement of one of Russia's most infamous hacking units. this development elevates concerns about the vulnerability of US critical infrastructure to orchestrated cyber operations, especially as the White House urges the water sector to strengthen its cybersecurity in light of such threats. In a recent address at the AHA annual membership meeting, Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, Andrea Palm, brought into focus the government's enhanced efforts in broadening health insurance coverage and facilitating better access to healthcare services. Palm underscored the commitment to bolster hospitals' defenses against cyber threats, with particular attention on supporting rural healthcare institutions. This initiative comes in the wake of the Change Healthcare cyber attack, signaling a heightened push to fortify cybersecurity measures within the healthcare sector. In the wake of a significant cybersecurity breach at Change Healthcare, a recent U.S. House of Representatives committee hearing underscored the critical need for enhanced federal support to safeguard healthcare facilities against escalating cyber threats. Amidst discussions, John Riggi from the American Hospital Association emphasized the urgency for the federal government to take a stronger stance against international cyber adversaries targeting the nation's medical infrastructure. The hearing signals a growing recognition of the challenges posed by foreign cyber threats and the imperative of a coordinated national response to defend crucial health sector data. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons. And that concludes today's edition of HEAL Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like, subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider becoming part of the HEAL Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.